Good morning. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip on Tuesday, the 29th of December. I hope you're all well. As New Year looms, a little bit more on that in a minute. Had a lovely day yesterday. I went to the beach. I don't live that far from the beach. It's probably the first time in 10 years that I've been to the beach. Used to go when the kids were younger. Sam's been a little bit more than me because she loves the beach. She grew up in Devon near Dawlish and that beach. It was just lovely. I did the football in the morning. I didn't have any horses and I just didn't look at anything. I didn't look at email. I didn't look at football results. I just had a day not doing anything. I absolutely loved it. I've promised her, because obviously she was due to fly to Malta yesterday, that it's her birthday Friday. In the run-up, I will spend a bit more time, so I'm going to do much the same today. There's a little bit more football today to look at, but just really enjoyed it. A really, really nice time. And our dog that we've got, Izzy, she's been with us, 3 weeks now? She's getting better all the time. She'd been horrendously brought up. She was basically kept in a pigsty, never been indoors. All her hair was matted. She was pregnant. They couldn't even tell she was pregnant. Barely got any teeth left at a young age. But a lot of things she's seen for the first time, and that was clearly her first time ever going to a beach and seeing sea. And dive straight in. She was off trying to retrieve seaweed. Really, really enjoyed the day. It was lovely. Came home, cooked a nice meal. Fantastic stuff. And as we enter New Year, where I'm going with that is sort of opened my eyes a little bit to, particularly with this solid influx of football we've had since June. I think there's only been 2 or 3 days where there hasn't been a game in any leagues at all. That I've been really tired, and probably I've just been doing this and at the expense of all else and not doing anything else. And as we approach New Year on Saturday, it is a good time, and I've spoken to people about this with things, and Dave's been speaking to me about it in my issues, to look at goals. I've never really understood why we need a certain day of the year to say that's when I'm going to do this, and obviously loads of people jump on dieting and things like that, but it is good. You know, it's a relatively quiet time at the minute, to reflect on your goals. Obviously we've all had a difficult year. I don't mean to be the harbinger of doom, but it isn't going to get any better for a good while yet. People thinking this is going to be over in a couple of months. The estimation is they need to vaccinate over 40 million people. If they get to 1 million a week, that's 40 weeks. And not much is going to return to normal anytime soon. So most people have had a pretty shit 2020. We do look forward to 2021, but you know, you've got to make your goals accordingly to what we'll be able to do and what, I'm not convinced we won't see football lockdown again. The way this is going, you see that game Man City called off, you see some of the EFL games, the number of postponements is getting more. Hospital admissions, you know, despite people saying it's a hoax, seem to be getting out of control. I think they've been an absolute disaster with how they've gone about it in certain areas. That's another argument, but this thing does exist and people are dying. Accepting, you know, it is elderly and more vulnerable people than youngsters. And I certainly think they could have looked at that in the time they've had. You know, March was a slightly different issue. We didn't know anything about it. We've all had to live with this for 7-8 months now. I'm certain that they could have looked at ways of protecting the vulnerable and letting a lot more people go about their everyday life if you're not going to come into contact with those people. But that's, you know, these are all separate arguments and hindsight and there, but I just can't see it getting any better in the short term. But it is a good time to reflect, and we will return to normality at some stage. You know, whether the new normal will ever be the same as we know it, I think this is something we're always going to have to live with. It will be like the flu in that regard, that it's not just going to vanish. Despite old Donnie's words, it will just be a miracle. It will disappear last January. It is going to be with us. But to look at your goals and what you want to achieve in life and how you're going to go about doing it. And I gave you some great books in March onwards, books like The Slight Edge, Atomic Habits, things like that, that are really good books to worth reading, and something to have a think about. And perhaps I'll do a couple more pods on that. I'm going to certainly look at my goals for 2021 onwards. I know what I want to achieve punting-wise and betting-wise, but also, you know, having more days like yesterday where I'm not just sat here all day and trying to get other people to do things for me, perhaps. I really enjoyed it. It really did hit home to me yesterday as we were sort of walking along that beach thinking, why don't I do more of this? It's literally on my doorstep, and I'm don't take advantage of it. And I loved it, absolutely loved it. But it's a good time to have a think about that. So perhaps, you know, you guys over the next 2-3 days, have a look at your goals, what you want to achieve. I'm going to get more into the betting advice again when New Year's out the way next week onwards. And I've got some bits I want to discuss with you there. To do with everything, stats, losing runs, COVID-related stuff. But actual personal goals, you know, not just financial, actual personal goals, what you want to achieve, it is as good a time as any to think about them and try and get a plan in place then to achieve them. It's, you know, it's most people don't, you know, if you take the basic things like losing weight, because they say I'm going to go on a diet, but they don't actually plan how they're going to go about it and what they're going to do. So all those things are worth looking at. On Walking the Dog this morning, I finished the Audible version. I'd read the book, but I went back to it Audible of American Kingpin. It really is becoming, it's a fantastic book. You know, that's, I've read it and now I've listened to it. It's brilliant. But just for those of you who've read that or are interested in it, if you go on iPlayer, there is a Storyville. If you go on iPlayer and search Storyville, there is a story or a documentary about that, about an hour long. Which I watched after I read the book, and I just checked this morning to see if it was still there, and I think it's on there for another couple of months. So on iPlayer, if you search Storyville, there is the story of that guy with some interviews with the IRS guy and the FBI. So might be of interest to some people for something to watch whilst they're stuck at home. Right, got some pod horses, 12:35. All Doncaster, these are 12:35 Gosh Even, 1:10 Major Dundee, and 2:55 Progressive. So they're all at Doncaster, 12:35 Gosh Even, 1:10 Major Dundee, and 2:55 Progressive. I've got some Foosball. Late goal at Burton versus Wigan. So Burton Wigan 6:30 kickoff, a late first half goal. So if 0-0 on sort of 25 minutes onwards, a first half goal at Burton Wigan, and over 1.5 at Swindon MK Dons, League One. Again, check these games are going ahead. There's been more EFL cancellations. I can only process. We process what's on the Betfair coupon on effect. And then I cross them off through the day if they're not being played. But I don't check every fixture in the morning. So Swindon MK Dons, if it's 0-0, 25 minutes. Drip backing over 1.5 goals. And a late first half goal at Burton Wigan. Over the course of this podcast, and we are coming up 2 years, I still haven't missed a day. I don't know what happened yesterday with the sound. I went out, so I didn't check it. I see some people were saying about the sound. It's this flipping spreadsheets mic. I'm speaking to him Thursday. We're going to sort this out once and for all. I recorded it as normal, so I don't know what goes on. But yeah, we're coming up 2 years in a couple of weeks' time. Astonishing, really. That wasn't my goal when I set out, and I've become a little bit obsessed about making sure I do it every day. I don't know how I wean myself off it now. I wean you guys off it, even. I mean, it's just amazing that you guys listen. I think we're well up. You know, I think it's like 750,000 listens and downloads and things. Madness. I do enjoy it, though. It does give me some light-hearted entertainment at times, and obviously allows me to get things out that I want to say. And as I say, over the life of them, I've said we're all different, have individual individuals and different thoughts and different processes. And it's not that you have to listen to me and agree with me. There's lots of people who disagree with the stuff I say. But I have done some stories over the pod. And I've knocked out a fair few of them, and a few of them have centred around my good friend, and he's right up there with my, almost like a brother to me, the guy who runs the racing. And when I say run the racing, it's a very stressful job, in all essence, and he's brilliant at it, but does it in a disastrous way. There's stuff that I just look at and think, you could make your life so much easier. But basically, the guy who got me into gambling was a guy called JG, who was a horse form reader, multi-millionaire through it. The markets were much different back then, and he used to back horses at 33-1 in the morning, and we used to call them plots. They'd end up going off 4-5-1 and win. And he was an old Dow Scotsman. Well, still is. He's still alive, but he doesn't do much of it anymore. Actually, really tragic. I got told that somebody who was in that circle jumped in front of a train on 23rd of December. Horrific. Just getting off track just reminded me then, talking about him, because there was another big gambler in that circle. And he, had been fighting depression for a couple of years. He's an older guy now, been fighting depression and took his own life on the 23rd, unfortunately. But JG got it and was sort of ran the show. He was the one who did all the work and sent these bets out, and he had runners around the shops. My mate was literally one of those runners. That's what he did. He basically just used to sit in a shop, wait for a text or a phone call, put 200 quid on this horse, put 50 quid on this horse, put 100 quid on that horse. That's what he did all day long. And then when JG packed up, obviously there was other, he wasn't the only form reader, you know, there was a network of them, and my mate basically took over running the show. So he got all the info from all the people who knew what they were doing, from the form readers, you know, I'm not going to, you know, speak out of turn, but trainers etc. who may want to back their own horses, and it would all come into him, or still does, and he then ships it out and breaks the bets up. So he might get a bet, I want 800 quid each way on this horse, and he'll break that up. And you used to be able to, I used to sit in the shops and help him out occasionally. You used to be able to get 200-300 quid on. Now, with the way bookmakers are, you're lucky if you can get 50-75. So his sort of team that has grown, you know, and he'll break it up. You do me 75, you do me 75. And obviously he wants to back it for himself. So they're trying to get 800-1200 quid on these horses. And it's an absolute massive operation. I've got nothing but admiration for him. You know, it is pretty much every day of the year. There's only 4 or 5 days off. It consumes his life. You always run the risk of people having money for you that don't pay you. But if it was me, I'd run it from an office. I would have spreadsheets. He runs around with an A3 piece of paper. Hieroglyphics. Everything's by hand. Haven't got a clue. He loves a beer. Quite often he'll go out. He goes to every Arsenal game, pretty much home and away. Arsenal fan. Loves a beer, and I mean, he's a big lad. Some of the guys have met him, and he'll leave his bit of paper in the pub. That happened numerous times. We've been out, you know, we'll meet for a curry 6-7 o'clock. He'll have had 3-4 pints. He'll leave his bit of paper in the curry house. How he keeps it all going has always sort of amazed me, because his life is just chaos. This is a guy, I mean, another story which I'm told, he actually, his daughter's 10 now, he played a part in delivering his daughter. Perhaps I'll tell that story. Was running around his street about midnight in his underpants shouting help. But my favourite story with him is he went down to Margate to put some bets on. They travel all over the place. They dress up as construction workers. They write left-handed. It's an, you know, disguises, grow a beard, shave a beard. It is an absolute mission for them. And they're all over the country travelling to do this. And he went down to Margate on this particular day with his A3 bit of paper to go around the betting shops there and put some bets on. He's coming back and he's sat at a table seat. He's got his bit of paper laid out and there's a table seat opposite them, you know, the 2-4s and whatever. And coming back on the train, and a woman has, the train's pulled into a station. It's the old trains. This is going back. It was before it all had slidey doors. It's the old train with the click-clack door that's shut, swung shut, and the windows that you press the bar in at the top to pull the window down. And he sat on this train coming back from Margate, and the woman opposite him has got up and got off when it's pulled into a station. As she's walked to the door and sort of stepping off, he's spotted a bag on the floor. He thinks, oh shit, that woman's left her bag behind. So he picks the bag up. By that time, the woman's got off and swung the door shut. So he pulls the window down, throws the bag out the window, and shouts to the woman who's now on the platform, excuse me, love, you've left your bag behind. She turns round and says, what bag? And he's lobbed it out on the platform. Doesn't think, he goes and sits down. Diagonally across from him is another woman looking at him who says, you've just thrown my bag off the train. By now the train's starting to pull out the station. He's gone, sorry? She said, you've just thrown my bag off the train. He's picked up this other woman's bag with all her gear and lobbed it out the window. He's gone bright red. Sorry, I thought it was this woman's. And the woman sat there, I think she was with her husband, he told me. And he's gone. She said to her husband, fucking do-gooders. I mean, just imagine having to sit there now. You've lobbed a woman's bag off the train. I just absolutely love it. The guy has got, I mean, as I say, some of the sugs he's met him, Gary Smith, they met him when we went to the football. The guy is chaotic. He's brilliant at what he does, but he is chaotic. But I've got so many stories. But that one, it just always tickles me, just the fact that he got up and lifted the, threw the bag and threw the bag off the train. But I could do a stand-up routine just on him alone. I genuinely could. I could go in and do a stand-up routine just on things he has got up to. Smashing the car, bonnet on somebody's head. I've told that one. As I say, the birth story is absolutely brilliant. I might revisit that again. But I'm just going to run through some of the old stories that I've done before New Year. And we move into 2021, when I'm sure I'll be able to generate a whole load more. Right, what else have we got? I think that's it. I think that's all I've got for you. As I say, I'm having a quiet few days, just keeping Sammy going. She's so disappointed to not be going out to Malta, and I think just the reality of when she's going to be able to go. You know, who knows when we're going to be able to fly around and do what we can want to do. As upset her, but yeah, we're fine. We're getting on. We're just bedded in for another couple of months. Got our regular Tuesday grocery delivery, and take the dog out. It'll be about our only ventures outside, won't it? But do stay safe. Do keep your pecker up, as they say. I'll do all I can over the next couple of months to keep us all going. I've got lots of stuff I want to discuss and talk about. We'll do book reviews. We've got some interviews with people coming up. We'll do recipes, do a bit of singing. I'd like to say we can all laugh at Arsenal, but there's a serious danger that Arsenal finish above Spurs. That's it's going to be horrible, isn't it? That just don't fancy our next few games at all, the way we're playing. And that win against Chelsea, people will be laughing at me. But that will be a lot tighter than the gap at the minute, I'm telling you that. Spurs are absolutely desperate. It'd be interesting to see what happens in January with the transfer window, and if Arsenal do anything about Ozil. I'm sure if they sort that Ozil situation out, things might improve. Either play the guy or bin him. It just seems daft, doesn't it, having a 350 grand a week footballer sitting around playing PlayStation. Right, so that's it. So I've given you the pod horses, I've given you the football. Have a good day today. Always lose track of days on Christmas time, Tuesday the 29th. So yeah, I'll be back tomorrow as we get ready for what is going to be a very sort of subdued new year. But as I say, do start thinking, perhaps worthwhile sitting down now over the next couple of days and writing out your goals. And I mean properly writing them out, not just saying, oh, I'm going to be lose weight. What steps are you going to actually take? You know, a goal isn't anything unless you're going to take the steps to do it, whatever it may be. And it's certainly, I mean, that's how I've gone about my life, and I've had my eyes opened over the last year or so, talking to Dave about how he goes about it and how much more detail he done than me. So I'm certainly something I'm going to be looking at, things, because we all have things we want to achieve. Right, have a lovely, lovely little Tuesday, and I'll be back with you all tomorrow.